Temple, you get a chance to come to Georgia. Give us an idea. What are some of the things that you want to make sure Georgia cattlemen know about before you leave here?
I got a lot of things I want to talk about. I'm going to be talking about some basic cattle handling, and it's just so important to do low-stress handling. Cattle are going to produce better. It's going to be a lot safer for people. You know, calm animals are easier to handle. You get yelling and screaming at them. They get all excited. It takes half an hour for those cattle to calm back down. So one of the secrets is don't get them excited in the first place. And then, of course, people need to have at least basic facilities. You know, preferably a complete squeeze chute, but the minimum basics would be a head gate with a little single-file alley and some corrals, because you've got to have something to handle them in. And it's my understanding that people are now getting at least basic facilities.
And that's interesting you say that, because we talk a lot about beef quality assurance, the BQA program. I interviewed a fellow just a few weeks ago that said that he watched one of your videos. They completely tore their pens out, started from scratch, rebuilt it the way they did, and he said it's a whole different atmosphere around there, not only among the cattle, but among his help, and it really made a difference.
Well, good facilities really can make a difference. There's basically kind of two ways that you can do facilities. You can, you know, build a more elaborate facility, takes less skill to operate it, or you can have something extremely simple. But to operate it, then you've really got to be skilled on exactly how to position yourself. And that is something that would take several weeks to learn that. But you've got to at least have the basics. And the secret is don't get them excited in the first place. And let's get rid of the dogs around the handling facility. I was just out in a facility just the other day. I was bringing some cattle up. There was a car parked next to the facility. A dog's head comes, just as I'm bringing the cattle up. Not a good scene. Very bad.
I know in the past, and dogs, but you've talked about distractions, period. There are a lot of things that can be distracting.
Well, something as simple as parking a truck next to the chute, and there's a reflection on it. And where it's most important to have solid sides is outer perimeters to block all the distractions, especially if there's a lot of vehicles and commotion going around. Something as simple as a coat hung on the fence can make the cattle stop, especially if the wind's blowing it. A puddle on the ground. A lot of the facilities have metal struts on the ground that hold the facility together. If you cover those up with dirt, that will often make a big difference. Because if you have a metal strut right where your single file joins your crowd pen, that tends to make the cattle stop. They also balk at backstop gates. People have a tendency to put too many backstops in their facility. I find I'm going around and opening up backstop gates. You might want to put a remote control rope on one that's right at the entrance. Another thing that can really help you is to have enough lead-up chute space so you can use following behavior. So if I bring up five cattle will then fit in the lead-up chute. If your lead-up chute only holds one or two cattle, then there's no way to get that good following behavior. Another secret is good handling is going to require more walking when you're working cattle in the chutes. People want to bring up big groups because they don't want to walk as much. But then you got those cattle packed in the crowd pen, turned around, and it's going to be impossible to get them out of there without using an electric prod. Secret to good handling coming up your chute is bringing up small groups. It's going to take more walking.
For somebody that couldn't be here or can't attend one of the events that you do speak at, do you have information online that they can go to?
I have lots of information online on Grandin.com, just my last name, Grandin.com. I also have a book on humane livestock handling that you can purchase online.
This is really important, and I realize that you've done this all your life, but this is a message you've been spreading for a long time, and as you said a while ago, it does seem like it is starting to resonate with a lot of people.
No, handling is getting better. My student, Ruth Woliwode, did a survey of 28 feed yards in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, and most of the feed yards were in compliance with beef quality assurance guidelines on things such as electric prod use. She scored 100 cattle in each yard. 5.5% of the cattle prodded with the electric prod average. That's really, really super doing well. There was one feed yard that was at 45%. That's not so good. But then there was a whole bunch of yards that were at 0%. You know, what about electric prods? My view on it is get it out of your hand. It's never your primary driving tool. It should only be picked up if you get an animal that absolutely won't go in the squeeze chute. You pick it up, buzz it once, and then you put it away. Because I'd rather have you do that than be cranking their tail off or hitting them.
Temple, what's that address again, that web address again?
It's just my last name, www.grandin.com. Just my last name, grandin.com, and you do have to spell it right. It's Grandin.com.